Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, the RTÉ Choice Music Prize took place last Thursday night in Vicar Street in Dublin. There were 10 shortlisted albums on the list for Best Album of last year, including albums from Fontaines DC, Girl Band, Lancome, Dahi, Jafaris, McFlannery, Junior Brother, Sorka Richardson, Maya Sophia and Soak as well. Lots of those nominees actually performed on the night. And it was announced that the judges had decided that, alternative trad folk band, I'll call them that, yeah, Lancome, they were the winners for their album, The Live Long Day. They've been with us on the programme a few times, actually. But the band were away in the States touring, so they missed out on the night and we couldn't hear from them in terms of 2FM and all the rest. But we have tracked them down. So let me see, on the phone from America, Dara, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, we're talking about Thursday night. We're talking about the Choice Music Prize for the year, and you won Best Album and 10 grand with it. Let's take a look at all this.
Yeah,
where were you? Where was Lancome when you found out that you won?
We were in our very good friend Liam Creel's house in Brooklyn,
right,
when we got the call. We had a couple of celebratory whiskies.
Really? Did you?
We were due to be in a van on the way to Washington DC, but the van broke down. So we're kind of thinking now maybe it was fortuitous that we got to hang out in New York and celebrate.
Right, I was just saying. All right, so it was Washington DC you were going to, because I just heard Washington. I thought it might be over the far side in Washington State. So
we were on the way down to NPR.
All right, I see. All right, very good. Okay, so where are you gigging tonight? By the way,
content.
Where are you gigging tonight, Sunday night? Where's that?
With the night off, actually, we're going to hang out in Salem where they had the famous witch trials. And then we're heading to Northampton and then Sellersville and then Virginia and then Delaware. All kind of East Coast locations.
It's funny you say, like, where they had the witch trials. It's like as though you're trying to tell me something. I won't even ask. Okay, so anyway, how's the tour gone so far?
Apart from the van breakdown, good. Well, actually, apart from the van breakdown and the fact that we nearly didn't get visas and had to cancel two gigs, good.
Okay, the Live Long Day. I mean, like, you know, you have to have the album out there. The music has to be heard somewhere. Is there anything getting played on a radio station, or is there somewhere where people will know the music?
I don't know.
Hold on a second. You don't know if your music's getting played and your van is breaking down and you weren't sure if you're going to get visas. You didn't prepare very well.
Yeah. That's how we roll.
That's how we roll. Well, you roll now with 10 grand. You can afford it now, by the way. You're back in Ireland. Where are you playing in Ireland next?
Cork Opera House on St. Patrick's Day with the Mary Wallopers. I reckon that'll be our big celebration. That'll be our, like, when we're getting home on the 16th and then heading straight down to Cork.
Oh, right.
And
yeah,
I'd say we'll have a big one that night.
Yeah, I'd say you will, all right. Well, it was your manager, Cian, who picked up the award, and he did try to ring you. He tried to ring you while they were on stage.
We were on the phone. I don't know what happened there, but I think we were on mic for maybe 2 seconds and then we got cut off.
All right, I see.
I think you might have heard us laughing for a second, but then that was it.
Right, yeah, indeed. But it's pretty damn good, like, what's happened, because, like, it's like, you know, it just gets it out there even more, the Live Long Day being...
Yeah.
So, like, what about new recordings or new stuff that you're doing? Are you getting anything together for another album?
We're only starting to talk about that now, how we're going to fit that into the next year, because the calendar's filling up fairly rapidly. So we're going to have to sit down and kind of make a game plan for what's happening next.
And when you say the calendar filling up pretty rapidly, is that like for gigs outside of Ireland or festivals during the summer?
Both, everywhere. We're going to Italy, we're going to Spain, Germany, back to the States, festivals in Ireland, England. Kind of, it's all kicking off.
It's all kicking off and everything is going well. What's it like being on the road with your brother?
It's okay at the moment. We've kind of learned how to get along, but... definitely over the years we've had one or two kind of spats.
Surprise. Yeah. By the way, who would you have, if you hadn't won on Thursday night, here's a very mean question, who would you have liked to have won?
Who would I have liked to have won? That isn't us. I'm a big fan of Junior Brother and Maya Sophia. But I would probably say girl band if it was down to me personally.
All right, well, girl band didn't win. That's because Lancome did win. No. So congratulations. The Live Long Day is the album. Don't forget, like it's not actually, the reward isn't for you. It's for the album. But congrats.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, look.
We want music.
Yeah, right, indeed. So listen, we're going to play a track now. And congratulations and well done, Dara. Right, enjoy the rest of the tour. And in particular, enjoy Cork Opera House on Patrick's Night. Good luck. Take it easy.
Will do, absolutely.
Right, well done.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.